Hello, Montano?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, sorry about that. We're having some phone issues over here.
I know, right.
All right. Okay, so where I kind of dropped out was right about where you have maybe 70 to 75K, you know, for payroll, and you want to make sure you have at least one round of that on hand.
Correct, at least.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Now, you also mentioned perhaps some marketing in there as well. Was that the case?
Right. I'm trying to make it aggressive this year because we flat out, we maximize all the client base, like home health clients. We've got like 99% of the clients, the whole uh-huh. Southern California. We're the biggest provider for mobile laboratory in SoCal, and we need to do a different kind of marketing, tapping some doctor's offices, convalescent hospitals, this and that, doctor's group that Quest and LabCorp have. So I need to get some of their pie or their clients, but of course it involves a lot of extra marketer, this and that. So everything involves money. And
now, what type of marketing are you looking at? Is it print, media?
I've got digital marketing ready, but I need the actual marketer going to doctor's offices to acquire their business for sending us their patients' lab works.
Oh, okay. So you would actually send a person to do the marketing to the actual doctor's office.
Correct.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that type of marketing before?
We were doing it ourselves before, but now we're hiring outsiders. The one that's been doing this, like for big companies like Quest or LabCorp. So I need to hire one of their key person, if you know what I mean.
Sure. Yeah. That's always a good way to do it if you can get them.
Correct. Yeah, they've got good sales persons, I've heard. So I need to get one of those people that knows how to acquire, like, doctor's offices for their lab services.
Okay. All right. Now, did you have an idea of kind of a ballpark figure of how much you needed?
At least 100, between 100 to 200 grand.
Okay, between 1 and 2. All right. And how soon were you looking to bring the funds on?
Like, if I could get the loans from you guys, as soon as possible.
Okay. All right.
And, of course, the longer, the better repayment.
Oh, okay. So, looking for the longest term possible?
Right. The minimum, the better. But, of course, hopefully no prepay if we have extra funds here and there. So, we could pay it ahead of time or prepay it.
Sure. Okay. So, just to give an idea of kind of how, you know, our programs work here. The first step is we're going to get you approved for the largest amount possible, and then we'll also get you approved for the longest term possible. From there, we'll kind of work backwards and allow you to choose the amount that you would like out of what's available to you, and then you can also match it up with the term that makes the most sense, and we'll give you payback options for a variety of different terms. Now, with that, if you do have kind of the option of being able to pay it off early, we don't have penalties for it. It's actually the opposite. We have prepayment discounts. So if you pay it off early, you get discounted. Now, another very kind of attractive feature with these programs is they are renewable sources of capital. So let's say we set you up on this first, you know, let's say we do the 100,000, okay?
Right.
Now, we'll set you up on a term for 100,000. Once you get midway into that term and you establish the relationship with us, you show that you can make the payments on time, and you decide that you like the program, right? From there, we open you up to what we call renewal options, where there's additional financing available to you at longer terms, and you at that point you'd be a returning customer, so the rates get a little better from there as well. Now, when you are midway through and you decide to renew, the remaining interest balance on your loan is eligible for complete forgiveness. So that's a very large
that
goal.
Sounds really promising.
Yeah, and it's a little different than most, you know, lending programs where you run into where you get penalized for trying to pay it off early. Here, it's quite the opposite. We reward it. We're a relationship-based bank.
Can you say this?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm talking to my sister and she just showed up.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, go ahead.
So what I was saying is we the majority of our customers are returning customers. And it's for those reasons that, you know, if it matches up with, you know, you like the program and you have the opportunity to, you know, you have opportunities in the future where more financing comes into play.
Right, it's
a good fit. It's a really good fit.
Nice.
Now, how about as far as your personal credit goes? What does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
My personal, I should say it's like a little bit closer somewhere to middle, hopefully getting to going up because of this inquiry. It used to be like 70 plus. Now it's like 6, last time I checked, 676. So,
oh, okay.
Not perfect, but it's not
okay.
as bad as the others.
It's just below the national average if that's where you are.
Right, no. So this increase, that's what I check when I get one of those credit wise scoring system from Capital One or Chase. Yeah, it says that excellent payment, excellent credit, but of course, increase, this and that.
Okay.
So.
Now, have you been applying multiple places? Is that what's going on? Because, you know, too many inquiries definitely will take
exactly,
a hit.
Exactly. So credit cards for the, let's say, past, 12 months, I guess, and then now I'm applying for, any kind of business loans just today. So, you're like the third cabbage and opportunity one or lending club, and then you. So, but cabbage gave me this offer that I haven't finalized yet. They say it's going to be funded to me like in 1 to 3 days. Automatically, they're going to send it to my bank, but it's not at least the minimum amount that I wanted, although they are, I guess, the most reasonable that I've heard, and which they are. When I just click them and submit all the information,
mm-hmm.
in less than 30 minutes, they are going to send me the money in my bank within a day, tomorrow, as early as tomorrow,
which
is good. So, but it's only 30 grand that they approved me. So.
Oh, all right. Okay. Now, how about what do you do for your top line revenue for your gross annual sales?
What do you mean? What do I do? Like,
yeah,
what's the number you mean?
Yeah, top line gross annual sales for last year.
Oh yeah, we did like 3.2 on 14, and so far it's just about the same, about 3.0 last year. And
okay.
Just like right now, we are heading to 1.7 something, and it's August. So it's just,
yeah.
I think it's going to be even out to, again, 3M every year.
Okay. All right. Now, Okay, so here's a question for you. I want to be able to give you a little feedback on kind of what to expect from us. So on your bank statements, in the bank
mm-hmm.
account, what are your monthly ending balances like? Do they get close to zero, or do you have cushion left in the bank account each month?
It's not as much, but it's between 20 and 30.
Okay.
Okay, a month.
Okay, that's a good place to be. Now, another reason why I asked that is just
mm-hmm.
based off of kind of our initial conversation,
mm-hmm.
Is, you know, it seems here that we're going to be able to get you a whole lot more than 30. 30 seems like a really small amount for them to come back at you with.
I think, yeah, they compared what when I submit them this, I'm even getting scared of doing that, like two of them already wanted me to log them in, so they could check my bank, my transaction, this and that, and
uh-huh.
then they get back to me right away in just minutes, and I think they match my daily or my monthly balance.
Oh, okay.
So that I think that's where they got the number. I'm only assuming. So
yeah, and I guess that would kind of add up there. You know, typically, I mean, you're saying you're going to be close to 3 million, correct?
Oh yeah, it's about one.
Yeah, okay.
Our income right now is about 1.7, 1.8, 1.9.
Okay.
So it's
all right.
And it's only what, August, so.
Yeah. Now, typically, our programs were able to do 10 to 15% of that top line revenue. So,
okay.
I mean, you'd be looking at up to 300,000 available to you, which is
okay.
you know, why I'm surprised
much better.
At just a 30. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any other working capital loans out right now?
No, unfortunately.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
And that's why I'm trying to get some loans and increase my marketing and get some more patients in, and then the profit will go up definitely. If my target is about 30 to 50 patients per day, additional on top of my 350 patients per day, which is gonna account to minimum $35 per patient per day. So 35 to 50 is my average per patient. Mm-hmm. Is going to account to at least, 50 times 35, like 1750 a day. So that's what my target minimum.
That's a pretty good return there, yeah.
It is, it is.
That is.
So that's my target when I do
I'd like
marketing.
To, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to give you a little feedback on that too, just because,
sure.
You know, I have a lot of experience doing these loans, okay? So,
okay.
You know, and it doesn't make sense in every situation. These loans don't make sense in every situation, but the situations that they do make sense in are when you know that you have a specific use of the funds, like you have a plan to actually put it into action, and you're able to measure how much you're going to make off of that. So it sounds like
that's just the conservative number, 50, but you never know if I get the big like accounts, contracts from different doctors group, really big building of medical group, you'll never know that. 30, mm-hmm. 50 patient could be like double or triple.
Yeah, it could be a whole lot more.
So. That's my target. We go from conservative, we start from 10 to 20, 30 patients per day. Not like, I could double to 350. That's impossible.
Yeah, you want to be realistic about it. It's safer that way.
It took me like 3 to 5 years to go from one patient to 350. So.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you know, based on our conversation so far, I definitely think I'm going to have some options for you that are going to make sense for the business to be able to make a profit with, and it's going to be a whole lot more attractive than the $30,000 that Cabbage is going to come at you with.
All right.
Now, to get you approved, like I said, the first step is just to get you approved, and then we can give you options that you choose from there. To get you approved, I'm going to need an application. It's one page, and then we take a look at 6 months of the most recent bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
Now, also, do your customers, do they pay you with credit cards?
99% or 95% are Medicare, federal insurance.
Oh, okay. Okay, sure. So we won't worry about...
And 5% are like all the private insurances that you could imagine, including yours, like Anthem, Aetna, different kind of private insurances, and then cash is about probably 1%, and then credit card, we just started accepting credit card, and we are happily finally accepting our first credit card payment 2 weeks ago.
Oh wow.
Yeah, first time, but I'm always afraid of that because they of course remove or they charge you about, I guess, 2.5%, so
yeah, there's a cost to doing it,
of course. Yeah.
So. Yeah, okay. All right, well, if that's the case, then I don't need any of the processing statements. We're good with just the application, the bank statements, and the tax return. From it'll take me, I don't know, if you have all of those handy and can get them back to me today, I can get you an answer tomorrow for what you qualify for. Now, to give you an idea for the time frame moving forward, tomorrow, if we have numbers that you like, and we want to go forward, it takes us just another 24 hours to fund the deal. So we're probably 48 hours from being able to have cash in your account.
Okay. So here's one more thing. We are like every now and then apply for an extension. So if you're going to be asking me the 2015, it's not going to be ready because I filed for an extension. I might be able to give you the 2014, or I've got the balance sheets or what they call the profit and loss for 2015 and even including the 2014 comparable. So that one that my accountant got me that available except for the actual tax return of 2015 because it's filed for an extension.
Okay, if that's the case, what I would need then is just the 2014 tax return with the 2015 extension that you filed.
Oh, okay.
So if you have the 15 extension and you can send that to me, the 2014 tax return will work.
And then extension, what do you mean extension letter?
Yeah, the extension letter is fine.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, okay, all right.
All right, so now I have your email address. Is it geronimos@sbcglobal.net?
That's correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to put together an email with the application in it and then that list of what I need. Okay. And then on the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, you can call me directly. You can shoot me an email. I'll get right back to you. Okay. But as soon as you get everything back into me, you know, it takes me usually a day to get an answer from the underwriting department, and we can go over options from there.
Great. Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for all your help today, Sam.
Okay, absolutely. I'll send the email right now, and just give me a call if you have any questions.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks a lot.